B-Pod Studios.
That's an app. Miss something?
Wonder Woman was there, but she's lost all her powers.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports.
And now the horn is going to sound. The Boston Bruins victorious here tonight. 3-0 in game 6 over the Columbus Blue Jackets. They win the series 4-2, and they are on to the Eastern Conference Final for the first time since 2013.
And Hamilton, the pig, the Canes' good luck charm, was on hand tonight at the Carolina Ale House. Canes fans were very happy to see him here supporting the team.
Out of the slot, Camper shoots, he scores! 1-0 Bruins! One-timer out in front, they score! Marcus Johansson! Wagner's got it into the far circle, walks in, he scores! The Boston Bruins come from behind, have taken game one of the Eastern Conference Final. Game two is underway. Johansson to the high slot. Feeds left to the net. Fired. They score. Here's Krug off the faceoff win. To the far point. Drilled out in front. Mrazek. Mrazek the save. Rebound. They score. Flipped it. Right corner. Centered. Centers it again. They score. And Connor Clifton with its first Stanley Cup play. Bergeron might have a breakaway. Out of the line, 2-on-1, right circle. Threads it out in front, backhand, they score! And the horn sounds, your final 6-2 Bruins. The Boston Bruins demolish the Carolina Hurricanes in game 2. Rister deflected, Rask the save, rebound, Rask, what a stop! And then he stops a second opportunity from Niederreiter. Bergstrom centers deflected. They score! Chris Wagner took the slap pass out in front from Joakim Nordstrom. Stuffed it home. 1-0 Bruins. Left circle, Marchand pulls it to the slot. Backhand. They score! Marchand with a backhand shot. A power play goal. 2-0 Bruins. The Boston Bruins have taken a stranglehold on the Eastern Conference Final.
What's up, guys?
They score! 88 able to redirect it home. David Pastrnak slams it in. A power play goal. Bruins 1, Hurricanes nothing. Controlled by Pastrnak. Centered, fired, they score! Patrice Bergeron with a rocket just inside the near post. A power play goal. And they lead 2-0 late the second period. Puck intercepted by the Bruins out in front. Pastrnak shoots, they score! Bergeron hammers it home. Bruins 3, Hurricanes nothing. There's Marchand. He'll wheel out of the line into the slot. Shoots. He scores. Everybody on the top line's got a cookie tonight, and they are celebrating on the bench. The Boston Bruins are going to collect their 7th consecutive win. This is a black and gold freight train, and the horn sounds. Tuukka Rask closes out the series with another shutout. The Boston Bruins are headed to the Stanley Cup Final for the 3rd time this decade. They sweep the Carolina Hurricanes. The Boston Bruins will start the Stanley Cup Final in Boston.
Pop the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich, and this is the new Bruins goal song.
All right, well, as it should be, somebody made a video, some brilliant listener, who took one of the goals that was scored in the last round, and they used the goal horn, and it went right into this, and it works. And it works. And it's better than Zombie Nation. By the way, Zombie Nation means nothing, and I know there's some people who are saying that, you know, we've been wanting them to change the goal song for a while now, and they're like, what about tradition? Dude, Zombie Nation's only been here since 2000. And that's like what tie does a German techno guy have to the Boston Bruins or anything Boston in the first place?
Which, I mean, you can't argue the connection between a group of English bears that are singing about their beer lifestyle.
Well, I mean, it is the same name as the Bruins official plane.
I think it should be. Well, I like Careless Whisper the best, but this would be my second
choice. But this one I think we can all agree on because it's a celebratory song.
It sounds like, yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think that it's great.
When even Zolak is on our side, even Zolak saw the video and was like, yep, you know what, I think this actually works. Then you know that we're getting the mass appeal here.
Yeah, it sounds like, you know, early Depeche Mode. Nothing wrong with that. All right, well, Rich is going to have to read this to you because I will invariably mess it up. And with contests now, there's legal stuff going on.
Legal eagle stuff.
Yeah, but we know guys like Xanadu, the big scary man guy.
Yeah.
We know that there are these passionate, they're almost like
I'm the big scary man guy.
Right.
They're almost like superheroes, Rich. They're almost like Bruin superheroes.
Right. They're the Bruin super fan Avengers.
Xanadu here.
You know, you got Xanadu, who is the guy who, of course, you know, likes to roller skate all around the city with his giant Bruins flag.
As he works on his masters, and I'm not joking.
He's a very smart guy. Did you see the other day when he live streamed his metal band?
No.
Oh, it was awesome.
How did you find that?
Because I follow Xanadu on Twitter.
I was going to say.
I retweeted it for all of our followers so they could see Xanadu rocking out. He plays bass with a glove that's a bear hand. Like, I mean, the Xanadu persona does not go away easily. No, as a matter of fact, I'm wondering if he dresses that way when he teaches.
He told us that he uses, like, he teaches geography. He teaches what do you call it there?
Geometry?
Geometry.
Right.
It's been a while since I've been in school with using hockey as a basis for it. But, Rich, we're looking for someone who can join the superfan Avengers.
Right. You've seen the Ultimate Warrior Bruins guy in all the games and Big Scary Man guy who, you know, has, you know, he's
got a couple biscuits in the basket.
That's actually not Big Scary Man guy. It just sounds a lot like him.
I'm the Big Scary Man guy.
And then you've got, you know, the Mustache Man who's at all the games. So we need somebody to join the Bruins Superfan Adventure. There's got to be a fan that's even bigger than they are. And we want to give these tickets to the right person. This is the Stanley Cup Final. The tickets are going for a ridiculous amount of money. So if you are indeed a bigger super fan than these guys, make us a video. I want you to go and make a video that can be 2 minutes or less and tweet it to @98.5thesportshub and put the hashtag SportsHub Bruins Contest on it. And you can do that anytime before Thursday at 10 a.m. And then we are going to pick our three favorites. And then you're going to come in studio on Friday morning and we are going to choose who we deem to be the biggest Bruins super fan out of the crew. Now, if any of these details, you know, you haven't written them down fast enough, that's all right. You can go to 985sportshub.com. They're all there. So, I mean, if you've got a, like, Xanadu, dude's got a room decked out completely with Bruin stuff, including a extremely weird Michael Ryder flag that he stands in front of. Out of all the players that he seems to worship, Michael Ryder's the number one guy.
Yeah, which is, I still don't understand why, but nonetheless, he also, Rich, if there was someone, if you had like a video of you at a game, perhaps you've already become like a superhero.
Or maybe you're already a legend. We don't know about it.
Yeah,
like you're in a section that we have not seen. Maybe for some reason the Jumbotron has missed you and you have some sort of stick. There's that old lady. Remember the woman? Who was the old lady who called in? Who was wearing the weird ass like a Bruins mask and she was like someone's grandma. She's a big fan of the edibles, I think, when she called it. She said that. So if that's the case, make us a video and send it to, or tweet it to, rather, @98.5thesportshub with the hashtag SportsHub Bruins Contest. And we are going to pick our three favorites. Friday morning, they're going to come in here. And you know what I think we need to do? I think we need to reach out to our Bruins Superfan Avengers. I think we need in-studio Xanadu. We need Big Scary Man Guy in here as well. I think we need the Bruins Warriors. We just need chaos in here Friday morning.
Yes, I think it should be complete chaos.
I want it to be Bruins Superfan Chaos. Maybe we even try to get Ron Poster to play his little music on the organ.
Perfect.
You know, I want it to be chaos on Friday and the three finalists to be here in studio. And maybe those guys can help judge because it's a select crew.
Oh, yeah.
You can't just let anyone in to the Bruins Superfan Avengers. So I'm thinking that you get this thing done. Like, the earlier, the better. The quicker it's in our mind, probably the better chance you have that you're going to get chosen.
All right, Rich. So what are the parameters again?
Once again, 2 minutes or less. Make a video and tweet it to @98.5thesportshub, hashtag SportsHub Bruins Contest. And you got to do it between now and Thursday at 10 a.m. And in my opinion, the earlier the better. There's no, you're not, listen, you don't get an advantage, but just I'm saying it's the way of the beast is that Fred and I might see something and go, oh, well, this one's in.
Right.
I mean, you know, and then it's going to be tough to convince us otherwise as the more come in. So if you get it in today, I'm not saying you get a competitive advantage, but you, you know, it's human nature that maybe that's the case.
All right. So get those in, and we will look forward to playing some of them tomorrow. I have news that you guys don't know about.
Okay.
And I want to play a game about it because it's so great.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. There's a bun in the oven. No, I'm just kidding.
There was a time.
Someone I know is doing something, and I'm very much looking forward to you guys hearing what it is.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Thanks for starting your day with Toucher and Rich.
Why are you doing this to me?
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. Judge Surratt is going to join us in studio in for part of the 9 o'clock hour. All right, so Rich.
Yes.
I went to high school with this girl. I was, she's very attractive.
Okay.
I went to high school with her, and we were friends, and she is become an attorney. She lives in, still lives in Detroit. She is an attorney. She was a Macomb County prosecutor.
Okay.
And now she is representing someone in a legal case, someone famous.
Okay.
Crispy $5 bill to whoever can tell me who she's representing.
Okay, so I know what would get you excited, but although it doesn't really fit with Detroit, she still practices in Detroit?
She practices in Detroit.
Okay, so it's not the situation. I would originally have thought that, because that someone would have gotten you very excited.
Oh, I would have been very excited if it was a situation. Okay. But the situation's struggles are kind of over. He's over the mountain.
Okay, so this has to be somebody who got in trouble in Michigan.
No.
It doesn't?
No.
Okay.
But is it a Michigan native that she's representing?
No, but Michigan is a clue.
Ooh. And it's someone that...
A geographic clue.
A geographic clue? Is there something that involves Canada or...
No.
Is it something that involves Kid Rock?
No.
Ted Nugent?
No.
All right, then I don't know.
617-779-0985.
All right, first person I thought of was Elizabeth Berkley.
Is it an entertainer?
Huh?
Is it an entertainer?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
So not an athlete, entertainer.
It's an entertainer.
Okay.
Now, actress or entertainer?
You're getting too specific. Oh, okay. It's an entertainer.
Okay, it's an entertainer.
It's no fun if I just tell you.
Okay. That. Is it music or is it like on the TV movie side?
I want you to rack your brains a little bit stuff that's going on.
Stuff that's going on right now.
Yes.
I see the Detroit thing in Michigan, that's completely throwing me off.
Okay, but Detroit really doesn't have anything to do with it. It's just geographically close to what's going on.
Okay. Oh, man. The Insane Clown Posse?
No.
Okay, because they're from Michigan, right?
Okay, yes, they are.
Okay.
This doesn't have to be Michigan.
Okay, Dan's telling me high profile.
Exceptionally high profile.
Exceptionally high profile.
Huh. I never would have done this if, all right, let's, Ed, guess.
Okay.
Ed, go ahead.
Paul Stanley!
Oh, no, I'm in no trouble!
I mean, listen, I could say Eminem, but it's not Eminem, right?
No, this is exceptionally high profile.
Well, Eminem would be exceptionally high profile.
But what's he done?
I don't know. I have no idea.
No, this is high
profile. I'm running out of people that I know from Detroit.
They're not from Detroit.
Okay.
They're geographically close to Detroit.
All right.
It really has nothing to do with Detroit, but it's that area of the country.
Oh, man. I don't know.
It's worth it. Dan, go ahead.
Paul Stanley?
Paul Stanley's done nothing wrong.
Someone who is not listening.
He's from New York.
It's a criminal case.
Okay.
A criminal case. Chris, go ahead.
Oh.
It's the weatherman from South Carolina. Hey, guys!
No.
Okay, it's that part of the country, even though it's kind of far over. Is someone having to do with Prince's family or Prince?
More high profile.
Than Prince?
The case is far more high profile than anything Prince would be involved in.
Well, it doesn't have to do with Robert Kraft.
No, it's one of the most high profile celebrity cases.
Okay,
going on right now.
Whoa! Why am I blanking?
I wouldn't have never done this if it wasn't like a huge case.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm blanking out on this.
Let's go to Kevin. Kevin, go ahead.
Fred, is she representing you?
Yes, in my open container charges that I have. All right. I don't want to drag this out for too long, but it is one of the highest profile cases going on with an entertainer right now, if not the highest profile.
I mean, I have to be honest. I have no idea. I think of high profile court cases, and my head kind of stops at the Robert Kraft case.
It's 10 times worse than Robert Kraft.
Worse.
Oh, yeah, a million times worse. A million times worse than Robert Kraft.
Oh, this is going to kill me.
It's bizarre.
Oh, my God. I admit it, I did it. I admit Kelly. I got so many flaws. Yeah, that's Atlanta.
No, he's from Chicago.
Oh, that's right, Chicago. That's right, it's not Atlanta. That's right.
Yeah, I would have thought Atlanta.
Wow. She's working on the R. Kelly case?
Yeah, she is the attorney on the R. Kelly case.
Ooh, like defending
lead,
R. Kelly?
Defending lead attorney? R. Kelly.
Whoa.
Wow.
Jeez. So, she was in prosecution, and she specialized in sex crimes, and now she's been hired to represent R. Kelly.
Okay, remind me, what is he actually being, like, okay. What are the charges right now? Because I know that he was in trouble for not paying.
No, this is, like, trapping the women and all that stuff.
See, this is so how behind I am. I didn't realize he was actually in court for any of that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yet. That's why he, remember they let him out of jail in the first place he went to was McDonald's? Okay, the singer was charged in Chicago in February with 10 counts of aggravated criminal sexual abuse involving 4 victims, including 3 who were underage. He's pleaded not guilty and has denied any wrongdoing. Nikki is one of 6 attorneys. She worked for the Legal Aid Defender Office in Detroit and the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office before joining Macomb County Prosecutor's Office.
Because he's broke. He's got no money to pay anybody right now.
Yes.
So he has a legal team? Like, this is a team of people?
Yeah. And they say, how many times have you met with him and what's he like? She says, I've met and spoke to Robert several times, too many to count. Robert happens to be a very intelligent, passionate, talented guy.
Who's Robert? These words don't make any sense to me. Oh, okay. There he goes.
Robert is human. He has his bad deeds, but for the most part, he's working on his albums and thankful for his fans. So,
whoa. Okay. So how well do you know her
now? Like, I'm friends with her on Facebook, but I knew her really well.
Okay.
Like, through college.
So she couldn't talk about it. Obviously there's no way she could talk about it.
I think I could reach out to her and see if she would come on to talk about it. I mean, okay. She'd have to be like super careful.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I see, which means she probably wouldn't be a good guest.
Yeah. Like she'd have to be, I mean, I wonder if she could talk about like meeting him like all those times.
Well, because
like, what's that? What's
yeah,
that,
like, I mean, you saw the interview that he did with Gail King, where he was, you know, unhinged. He was standing up and he was yelling. I mean, but then he's kind of he's crazy anyway. I mean,
he's the guy who did
Trapped in the Closet, which it sucks that all this stuff's coming out about him, because as far as pure entertainment was concerned, R. Kelly was up there for me.
I think this is it.
Now the midget jumps out of the cabinet and stumps the policeman on his toe. The policeman's hopping around on one leg, screaming, son of a bitch, while he runs under the table. He sells freeze, dives over the table and lands on the midget.
Meanwhile, she's yelling, Bridget, Bridget. Bridget was allergic to cherries. Oh, I know every single trapped in the closet.
Did we do something with Gunner?
Oh, well, we did. You might not want to play those.
Okay.
We did Trapped in the Closet with Nick. We did Trapped in the Closet with Batman, who kept falling asleep. We did one with Gunner.
Too dirty?
I would not play them, especially the Gunner one.
Okay.
I haven't heard of it in a while. I don't know if they're appropriate
for
today and today's day and age. But no. I mean, but that sucks that all this is going on with him because, you know, he was pure entertainment to me. Like, even when he went nuts, like, he was kind of. It was fascinating. Trapped in the Closet 1 and 2 are one of the more ridiculously it's the same song over and over and over again, and the story is utterly ridiculous. Remember the second one? Did you get the package? She said, yeah, I got the package. And he learned out the package is AIDS.
Yes.
Everyone got AIDS.
That's right. We spent a good month of our show breaking down Trapped in the Closet.
Well, Trapped in the Closet was just utterly was fascinating. And on top of that, Ignition, the remix to Ignition, is one of my all-time favorite songs. And I'm exaggerating or speaking hyperbole. I love that song. That's feeling in a good mood. And now all this stuff's happened and it's ruined it all. It's ruined it all.
We have a dump button. You really don't want me to play the Gunner one?
I don't even know if it would make sense right now.
Well, he just recently died. Should I play the Nick one?
I don't remember what Nick said in his. Batman's just him, like, falling asleep in the middle of it, I think.
All right, should I play Batman?
Okay, you can do the dump button. Choose whatever one you want. If you want to do Gunner, sure, I would maybe do Gunner.
You don't think that's going to be the worst one?
Gunner will be the worst one.
Okay.
You can play the Nick one.
Okay, I'll just do the Nick one.
Nick's making a face.
I was just going to say.
Is it because you don't want us to play it, or is it because we shouldn't play it? He says he doesn't know. He doesn't remember.
No, I think that's an I don't care face. So,
hey, Adolfo, it's not a midget. It's Nick. I got here a Tootsie Pop. You want to take a lick? The doctor said, hey, Nick, I heard you were a fan of Lego forts. I got one of those in the closet, along with a ball pit in of sorts. I got so excited, I yelled out, "Wee!" And started off to the closet, so I could see. So I walked to the closet, getting close to the closet. I like parades. I open the closet. Grape gum is my favorite. I walk in the closet, shut the door to the closet, wipe up my drool in the closet. Oh my, in this closet, it's so dark and spooky. I grab my teddy bear and start to yell mommy. Just then I feel a hand on my shoulder. It feels like a chocolate ice cream, only a lot colder. I like race cars, the color blue and rainbow sprinkles. I feel the hand again and start to tinkle. I tried to get out of the closet, but there's something you have to turn. Red Rover's a fun game, and I like to learn. A magician at my birthday party had a neat hat. I turned to face the person in the closet. Oh, hey, it's Pat.
Okay,
It's Pat.
Then we go on to Batman's because every chapter leads to another one.
All right, I'm going to listen to the Gunners in queue.
Okay, well, just listen to the first 20 seconds of Batman's. I just remember that one. If you don't know Batman, Batman was the guy we had on the show who just would. He was like
narcoleptic.
Yeah, he would just like fall asleep. And at one time, we went to do a bit with him, and he went into a restaurant and just had dinner while I was waiting for him outside.
All right, here we go. So remember, Nick is just
throwing it to Pat.
He's throwing it to Pat.
Hey there, Nick. You're a sight to see. I fell asleep playing with this toy. So, you want to go with some chili or something? Hey, Nick, when did you get here? I fell asleep. Want to come over for dinner? Mom's making roast beef. Hey, Nick, when did you get here? So you want to get out from inside this closet where we're stuck? On the Game Show Network at 3, they show Press Your Luck. Hey, who are you? Yeah, we're stuck in here. It's pretty dark. So, how are you doing? Yeah, that nurse out there would sure look good naked in my bed. come over for dinner? Mom's making roast beef. Have you ever seen Star Wars? I like video games, okay. Simpsons, yeah, it's a pretty good show. I have a shirt with words on it. Yeah. Hey, Nick. When did you get here? When did you get here? When did you get here?
Ow. The problem is no one knows who Batman is. You can't picture him.
Well, that's a little treat for the old school listeners.
The best is Rich did a bit with him. And I don't remember what bit was supposed to be, but it was like something... And it doesn't really matter, but Rich was waiting in his car waiting for him to come out. He just had ordered lunch and was eating.
He was supposed to go in and record something in the mall. And like 45 minutes went by, and I'm calling him, and he's not answering. And then finally I go in, and he's like in the Ruby Tuesdays eating dinner. And I'm like, what are you doing? I just got kind of hungry. I'm like, I'm waiting outside for you.
How's the chili?
How's the chili?
All right, they had something to come out on NBC Sports, which is all these things that they want to do to change the game of football. Some of them are awful, and some of them make sense. We can talk about that. I also have to hear Gunner and Q to find out what's going on with that.
98.5.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Sports. Get the app. Get the Sports Hub. Get Toucher and Rich. Download the Sports Hub app today.
It's 3:30 a.m. Gunner's up and feeling nice. Tip up my brew of choice. You know it's Natty Ice. I'm thinking about Adolfo and how he thinks he's the best. If that's so, how come he keeps ducking the patty drinking contest? Then I hear that noise that's loud enough to wake the dead. Did I just fart? Or are the voices inside my head? Did I fart? Damn, was it a fart? I don't know. Better take a whiff. See you, that stinks. I guess it was a fart, so here we go. I say to myself, Gunner, that noise was just a joke. I laugh and light a Liggett cigarette so I can smoke. I love Liggetts. Why? They're so cheap, and I'm broke, and I don't work. I like to mow the lawn in a plaid shirt. Then I hear the noise for the second time. Hey, that was no fart. So I get up to grab a 9. I walk up to the window, and I look out the window, try to open the window. I unlock the window. I stick my head out the window and say, bitch, you better leave. I got a gun up in here inside my shirt sleeve. The shadow moves and I see a man I know. I can't believe it because standing there, it's Adolfo. 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 What the hell?
Rest in peace, Connor.
Best one of the three.
The best line is, I don't work.
Why do I smoke Liggetts? They're cheap. I don't have any money. I don't work.
Man. Some of this old stuff. That was trapped in the gutter, I think is what we called that.
Somebody's an Adolfo one.
There is an Adolfo one. So we should get Pasta Joe and Mark Jamelli involved.
Well, come on. I mean, Pasta Joe is going to be the same as Pat, man.
Pretty much.
According to Twitter, Pasta Joe has ripped his second pair of work pants this week.
Oh, no. Did he really?
Pasta Joe is like the only listener I follow. He likes those random stuff, too.
Should follow Xanadu. It's pretty funny.
Xanadu, yeah. All right, so to switch gears completely, NBC Sports asked these guys, like, what would they change about football? And some of these
these guys, are you talking about, like, executives?
Executives, players, guys who write for SI.
Oh, okay, like a bunch all right, of okay.
All right, so Ron Wolf, who you know as a Hall of Fame general manager, he says that you got to cut down on flags, and his big thing is receiver being in a defenseless position. And he makes the point that the game of football has always been about blocking and tackling and kicking. And he says, when has a receiver not been in a defenseless position? And he's saying you got to allow the violence of football to take place and to cut down on these flags.
You know, I don't know if I've had a problem with that call. I mean, pass interference is a big problem with the flags and what is being called that away. But a defenseless receiver...
Yeah, no.
I mean, does that even get called a ton anymore?
Especially on a ball over the middle. I mean, look, older Patriots fans remember Darrell Stingley was paralyzed by a hit going up for a pass over the middle. I mean, you can't take that flag away. That's really defenseless.
Then you would have
airmails a ball to you between the hash marks.
But they call it defenseless now, even if you make the reception.
True. True. So, it's been taken to the extreme, but there has to be a middle ground here. You can't just not call that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, there would be something like if you were headhunting or something like that they could make that call, but it doesn't need to be called, you know, a player's in a defenseless posture. I mean, 99% of the time, that's because the receiver had to move.
Put it this way. I never find myself screaming at the TV because someone was called a defenseless receiver who wasn't.
See, like, I do.
See, I don't. Because it's not even called a ton anymore.
All right, I disagree. This guy from Kansas City says you got to extend the bump zone, which I think that we all agree with. Dean Blandino says make every play reviewable, which is just awful.
Extend the bump zone, just real quick. Patriots roughed up Peyton Manning's wide receivers in the playoffs, and Jim Irsay went bananas and got the rule changed to 5 yards now. Ty Law completely took Marvin Harrison out of the game that day. And I think he picked off Manning 3 times that afternoon, specifically because they were manhandling Reggie Wayne and Marvin Harrison. So what's the middle ground? Is
10.
It 10 or 15? I mean, I've heard 15 now.
It would be more fun.
If it was 15?
Yeah.
I agree. But
I'd make it as long as you can make it. I mean, you can't touch receivers anymore. Now that you're going to be able to review pass interference, it's going to be impossible.
And it's time for the pendulum to swing back the other way. I mean, the offense have pretty much been in control for how long now?
Well, I mean,
defensive backs haven't been able to touch receivers for how long? It's been a decade, right?
Almost a decade, yeah.
I mean, I think it's time. It's time to swing it back the other way and throw the defenders a bone, for God's sake.
All right, now this is, you morph the onside kick to a 4th-and-15 offensive play. So after a field goal or a touchdown, the scoring team, if trailing in the fourth quarter, can elect to forego a kickoff and run a 4th-and-15 offensive play from its own 35. To try to retain possession.
See, I like that.
That's
like
the Alliance of American Football League rule. That's what they did in order, and that would be, if you're going to limit the damage on kickoffs and make kickoffs easier to be touchbacks, I mean, this is a natural conclusion to that. I mean, you have a lot of heavy contact in a scrum trying to get an onside
Plus,
kick.
Plus, the percentage of recovery of an onside kick is like ridiculously low.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. So I love it.
What is it, 4th and what?
4th and 15.
4th and 15 from your own, what?
4th and 15 from your own 35.
Okay. I'm on board with that.
Pete Carroll wants to just have no instant replay, which I agree with.
Instant replay at all?
Yeah.
You see, I can't. As much as I know it ruins the game, I think there's some games where it's just too important.
He goes, I miss the human element of trusting the officials to make calls in the moment and the rest of us having to, I guess, live with what they've called. It's both fun and frustrating, but I really like the game better when the officials were just a part of the game as the players. Now, this one guy from New York Times says, put bad ownership up for public vote where you can get the owner to have to sell the team. Guess whose owner is on the page? The picture of whom?
Woody Johnson?
Yes, you got that right. This picture of Woody Johnson. Can you vote him out? Let me see. There was one.
I don't think that's an awful idea.
Well, who's to decide what's bad and what's not?
It's just never going to happen.
It's never going to happen. But I mean,
you can't do that.
But I mean, what if you're a team that's been sitting there under awful ownership for years upon years upon years upon years,
the Detroit Lions, for example?
Yeah, the Detroit Lions.
Well, now Martha Ford is loyal. I mean, the thing about William,
they were for how long?
William Clay Ford was a recovering alcoholic, and his idea was you have to give people second, third, and fourth chances. And it wasn't good for the team. And it was very good for Matt Millen.
I was just going to say, that's the card-carrying member.
All right, tight end from the Chargers, Hunter Henry, says that each team gets possession in overtime. And then he's talking about the Kansas City and the Patriots game.
I don't have as huge of a problem with that. Like, if they changed that, I wouldn't go crazy. Although I'm of the ilk that up to this point, it's been like, all right, you don't want to lose the game, make a stop.
Yeah,
then make a stop.
You don't even have to make a stop, force him to kick a field goal.
What do you like
ball.
Better, college overtime or pro overtime?
College.
All right,
yeah,
so college. You just answered your own question.
Yeah, I mean, as I said, better. I wouldn't have a problem with it. All but right. Up to this point, I don't have, people shouldn't bitch for not getting the ball.
Well,
somebody scores a touchdown on you, then that's on you.
Yeah, but I would rather have it college. I mean, you just said you liked college better. Marijuana, don't have taco football until high school, and then that dude from Sports Illustrated that covers media says something boring. This guy from the Los Angeles Times says, do away with chain gangs. Use the laser to mark off 10 yards. I know there are far more important issues, concussions, blah, blah, blah. But this imprecise anarchistic system measuring first downs is silly.
Anarchistic?
No, that would be anarchy. You're talking about something that's antiquated. Like,
yeah, you got that right.
Okay.
You're only as precise as your most imprecise measurement. So if they had lasers that did it, then there would never be a debate. Then you'd never have to bring the chain gang out, and then you'd never have to measure for the ball. I like lasers.
Well, how do the lasers work?
I don't know. I don't want to hear from no scientists.
I like lasers.
You're making me pissed.
You're lying. You're making me pissed.
I guess you would line up. You would line up the 10 years, every 10 yards. You would have like a laser that cuts across.
Two guys that look like me holding lasers are pointing them at each other.
Oh, yeah, John Wallach Laser Patrol.
There it is.
Yeah, they do it in tennis. I mean, they do it in tennis.
They do. They have a machine. They do.
Yep. And then they seed playoffs by record, not division title. That would really screw the Patriots, because the Patriots have like one Super Bowl. Increased roster size is boring. Shorten the game. I love this. I would propose, this is someone from Pro Football Focus, I would propose that the clock run on incomplete passes till the last 4 minutes of each half. Then the clock would stop on incompletions.
I like that.
I got no problem with that.
I like that a lot.
He goes, I love the NFL, but the games are too long and there are too many dead periods in the game.
I like it.
I like that.
Okay, so the clock would continue to run on incomplete passes until when?
Until the 4 minutes left in the in each half.
In each half? I like it.
Yeah.
Make it happen.
That cuts down. That way you won't have to eliminate commercials. Honestly, that's a very good idea.
Yeah, and he says there's no reason a football game cannot be played in 2 hours and 35 minutes or 2:40.
That's good. That's really good.
So that was the best.
Especially in today's day and age where people are throwing 40 and 50 passes a game.
Yes.
I liked it. Like that.
NFL would never approve that because it means less ads.
No, what I'm saying is if you have a running clock for incomplete passes, then you can justify keeping all the ads you have.
Right. I mean, you're just...
I don't get it. Why?
You won't have to eliminate commercials if gameplay is faster.
That's not true. Because if a game lasts, let's say, an extra 30 minutes because the clock stops, you have to take breaks during that time. If there's 30 minutes extra programming, there needs to be commercials during that period.
I think you'll have fewer gameplay before you get to the next commercial.
If your program is shorter, you have less commercials. It's just the way TV works.
Yeah, but I don't think the NFL is trying to extend the time of games in order to sell more commercials. I think that they're just gone crazy with rules and everything else.
Well, I think it's not about extending it. In this case, it would be cutting it short, which would mean having to cut off some of their advertising.
I don't know. You could jam in more ads then per break.
At halftime, a couple minutes longer. Honestly, the game is shorter, I can handle what's halftime now? 20 minutes?
Yeah.
22-minute halftime. I don't think anyone will complain.
Yeah. I like that. I like...
I think it's a great idea. I just don't think they'd ever do it.
Yeah, well, it would be very progressive, and pretty soon, I mean, ratings are going to start going down. I think they already did, but last year there was a bit of a comeback. But listen, you should be able to fire your own coach.
So it makes a great point. He said if a team takes any public money, for example, for like a stadium construction, their performance should absolutely be subject to public review.
Ah, that is an excellent point.
I agree.
There should be a vote.
Mm-hmm.
And the Jets would have an owner every year. All right, so we'll be right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
.com.
Watch Toucher and Rich on Twitch. Follow the Sports Hub on Twitch.tv for live shows and reruns. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
We're about to have Chud Surratt on the air. And Rich, we are giving away tickets to Game 1, Memorial Day evening, of the Stanley Cup Finals.
Tickets that are going for a ridiculous amount of money right now on any kind of secondary ticket site. So if you want to go, and who doesn't, then you just got to prove that you are the biggest Bruins superfan out there. I'm talking bigger than Xanadu, the guy who rollerblades with the giant flag, who makes videos before every game from his living room that has a Michael Ryder banner behind him, which is completely random. Bigger than the Big Scary Man guy.
I'm the Big Scary Man guy.
Maybe you're bigger than the Ultimate Warrior Bruins guy or Mustache Man, who dances in the crowd of every single one of the games. But if you indeed think that you are on par, on course with those guys, then make us a video, 2 minutes or less, and tweet it to at 98.5 The Sports Hub. Use the hashtag Sports Hub Bruins Contest. And we are going to pick three finalists to come in studio on Friday at 8 o'clock. And we will then choose who is going to be the winner of these tickets. Now, Nick, you have reached out to Xanadu and Big Scary Man Guy and all those other guys because we want them in studio to kind of be celebrity judges. Have you heard back from any of them yet? Okay, just reached out this morning. So hopefully they'll be able to be in here as well. And if you need to get any of these directions or any of these rules or whatever, just go to 985thesportshub.com. It's all there. Remember, 2 minutes or less. You could be in your living room just showing all your a guy sent us a picture of all the his entire wall is old Bruins newspaper clippings and stuff all over the place.
If you have a photo of yourself at a game where you are dressed up in some way.
I don't think that there is a more over-the-top Pat. Now, there might be more Patriots fans in New England.
Oh,
but,
sure.
But I don't think, I think the passion level, like how into a team they are, I think Bruins are probably number one on that list.
Yeah, the Patriots have 99% more fans than any team in this town.
Okay, I mean, they just obliterate everyone.
Yeah, but
they do. But the most passionate fans,
I would go with the Bruins.
Yeah, there's the amount of Bruins tattoos that are out there, the amount of people who show up dressed up to the games, who go nuts. That's what we're looking for. So make your video, 2 minutes or less. Tweet it to us at 98.5 The Sports Hub with the hashtag Sports Hub Bruins Contest, and we will pick three finalists before 10 a.m. on Thursday. So try to get them in earlier. You may get a competitive advantage because ultimately it's me and Fred that are going to be picking who the finalists are.
Yep.
So you know the sooner we get to see something, you know, the better that it's locked in that you're going to be one of the finalists. So, once again, 2 minutes or less, at 98.5 The Sports Hub on Twitter, hashtag Sports Hub Bruins Contest, and we'll pick them soon.
All right, Judd Surratt is waiting in the wings. He's your voice of the Boston Bruins. He'll be in studio with us. The headlines, no commercials.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Brady won't throw me the ball because he has no trust in me.
Rich.
I have a super dry tongue. Look.
On 98.5, The Sports Hub.
The Boston Bruins are going to collect their seventh consecutive win. This is a black and gold freight train. Icing is waved off. Johansson back of the net. The last time they won this many playoff games in a row, you have to go back to 1972. And the horn sounds. Tuukka Rask closes out the series with another shutout. The Boston Bruins are...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.